This is Jamie.
Welcome. We are being recorded, and this is the second part of the analysis, or the my understanding of the year 5776.
Okay.
Where we left off in the first part is we had explained the idea of this is the year of the pause that refreshes, and we have discussed the first verse, which is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. What we did not discuss about that verse is the ability to take the first letters of each word, and make other words from them. That is a Kabbalistic technique that is very useful. When you do that, each person can do that for themselves. When I did it, I realized that there were 25 letters for the 25 words. And when I rearranged them, it turned out that I was able to rearrange them into the Tetragrammaton, the Yud Heh Vav Heh, and seven names of God.
Mm-hmm.
Lamed Lamed Heh, which has two, is represented twice in the 72 names of God, one of which is a idea of making a better connection to Hashem. The code words that are used by the Kabbalah Center is dialing God.
Mm-hmm.
Vav 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 is the first name of the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, and that has three Vavs. The Gematria is 18, and it represents a connection to life. And life is only only continues because of the Creator, the Hashem. Yud Lamed Yud. Yud Lamed Yud is the name that stands for Hashem will fight for you. This is a level of certainty, a level of trust, a level of bidachon, trust, emunah, belief. These are levels where if you do your spiritual work during Tishrei, Hashem is taking care of your work. He's taking care of your business. When you do Hashem's work, Hashem does your work. This idea of life from these three vavs has two aspects. One is three vavs form a shin. And the represents passion, represents fire, represents the energy to motivate change. The other idea of life, and this first verse of the 72 names of the Tzaddikim, I just discussed with the idea of life coming from the Creator, from Hashem. I'm sorry, I got confused. The next name is Yud Lamed Yud, where it says God will fight for you.
Yes.
And that understanding is that when you do your spiritual work, God is going to take care of you. And if he's not taking care of you, if you feel that there's a lack, it's an indication you're not doing your spiritual work as much as you think you are. It's a wake-up call. Allah May, or Ayin Lamed Mem, is the name. I believe it's the fourth name.
Yeah.
But its essence is to protect you from negative thoughts, which are the root of all of the falls that we ever do spiritually. Hey, Hey, Hey is a name in the 72-name chart. that is essentially expanding the vessel, making it larger, creating a stronger desire. Why does that happen? Why is that necessary? Because what do you want? I want a good life. I want pleasures from the physical world. Expand your vessel. What you're asking for is like a baby playing with the toy that he just received. He's in the sandbox. He's playing with things that are unimportant ultimately, because the ultimate vessel, the ultimate desire, is to become close to Hashem. Aka'a, Aleph Kaf Aleph, is the seventh name in the 72 names of God. And I don't remember the real connection that is used from the Kabbalah Center.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Aleph Kaf Aleph has a gematria of 22 and represents all of the energy of all of the vessels, because the 22 letters of the Aleph Bet are vessels to reveal the light of God in the words that they form, which is the essences of what is all created in the physical illusion. And Resh Kaf Kaf has a gematria of 240. 240 is the gematria of Safek, of Amalek, of doubts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the antithesis of Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Hashem is certainty. Amalek is uncertainty. The Heisenberg principle, which is false, ultimately untrue, because everything can be known. Everything can be measured, even scientifically, even though the uncertainty principle says it can't. And the modern science uses probability theory, which is the essence of Amalek, chance. And we use this name as a vaccine against chance. What did you want to ask?
You answered it. I wanted to ask,
okay,
why
so the way,
is it there? Why is it there? But you answered that.
Okay. So the way this semi-verse, the way this eight words, significantly eight words, represents the number eight represents spirituality over and above the physicality of the seven lower sephirot. The eighth sephirah, going from bottom to top, is Bina, the energy store. And saying this word, verse connects you to that. And the way it is said is by the root vowel associated with each letter. Yo, hey, wa, hey. La la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, la la me, hey hey hey, aka weka ha. And now I'm still on the same landing page. I didn't
mm-hmm.
tell you where it was.
Yeah.
Because most of my students now know where it is or have created their own. But
yeah.
I want to bring some items that are written there at the top of this. So the landing page is found on every major page in the Hashem website. When you go to the base page, the homepage. It
mm-hmm.
has a link that will at the top that will connect you to the landing page.
Mm-hmm.
And slightly right at the beginning of the year 5776, after you learn about the pause that refreshes. There have been many revelations about the coming year from various modern Kabbalists and students of Kabbalah. Here are a few examples to help expand your understanding of the energy of the year. All of these are true. All of these depend on your consciousness as to whether they happen or they don't. The first one, the Hebrew letters of 5776 are He, Tav, Shin, Ayin, Vav. The initial letters of the phrase Hayo, Tihye, Shnat, Alayot, Vialiot. It shall surely be a year of ascents and more ascents. And this is the teaching of the Kabbalist from the Azamra.org website. Then the number 776 is a phrase. The Mashiach is coming. HaMashiach Tayavo. This is taught by the Kabbalist Rabbi Ginsberg. I would give you the name of his website, but just forget it because it doesn't make any real sense to me. That's just my problem. If you type in Rabbi Ginsberg in the Google or Bing for searches, you will be directed to his English site. The year Tashin Ayin Vav spells a word in Hebrew that means winning the war to achieve redemption. This is the teaching of the Kabbalah Learning Center and Kabbalist Michael Berg, or Kabbalist Rabbi Michael Berg. This is followed by the year Tafshin Ayin Vav is equal to the word Teshua, deliverance, redemption, salvation, help and assistance, victory, win-win. Rabbi Avraham Sutton, someone who is knowledgeable and has learned Kabbalah. He declines to be called a Mekubal. He declines to be called a Kabbalist. He is one of my living teachers. Actually, all of the above that I've gone over are some of my living teachers. Now, there are several interesting gematriot for the number 776. Please do not see these numbers as prophecies, because they are just numbers. There are many names and word combinations that come to the same gematria. Now, I personally disagree with that statement. I agree they're not prophecies, but they will happen for people depending on the person's consciousness. And some of these that are listed now are negative, and it depends on the person's consciousness. It can be a year of pause that refreshes, but only if you have the consciousness that that's what's going to apply, and you perceive everything that happens to you as in that way. If it's negative, it's continuing the wake-up call for you to turn to God, which will be explained in the meaning of the second verse that we said during this year. So, the first word that this person, and I will tell you who he is at the end, brought is Shelemut, which is the Hebrew word for perfection, but it also means completion. This is the goal, to complete the global tikkun. But to complete the global tikkun, we must make our personal tikkun. And this is the year that much can be done through our study to understand what is our personal tikkun. The second word phrase he brings is Yachriv et ha'olam, will destroy the world. Now, he doesn't mean to destroy the world in the context of modern terminology, destruction. Destroy the world is a code word. Destroy is a code word. When someone does make the right decision, they fall spiritually sometimes. That's being destroyed. You have to climb back up. The number three item he brought that has the gematria of 776. Shuvu Eli Weashuva Alechem. Come back to me, and I will return to you. Have you turned to Hashem? Then Hashem will return to you. Hashem mirrors your actions. When you turn away from Hashem, Hashem turns away from you. When you turn back to Hashem, Hashem will return to you. This is the year that can be accomplished for many people. Number four. Charos v'charaben al ha'olam. Destruction of the world. Now, that's similar to number two. But again, destruction is not the meaning of destruction in our modern sense. Destruction means to make a mistake and to fall spiritually. It has other meanings as it applies to different frames of reference, but it's never the destruction of the world. It's never taken literally. Unfortunately, there are many phrases that have been translated into English from the Hebrew in the Bibles that come through other, they were first was translated from Hebrew to Greek, and then from Greek to Latin, and finally from Latin to English. And lots of things were lost in that way. And they translate those words as destruction sometimes. But it's not meant in the sense that we understand destruction as a building gets destroyed. It has to do with your process. And always remember, when you fall spiritually, you will return at least to the level that you were in this lifetime. Hopefully, you'll continue to grow after you reach that level.
Mm-hmm.
And the number five, the fifth item. Yihietohu avohu. Gadol b'chol ha'olam v'hagadol bo. A big chaos will come to the world, and the Redeemer will come. And that's just telling us that this is a year that we have the possibility, the opening to bring the redemption. We have that possibility. But we have to have a critical mass of people who have turned and returned to Hashem. The big chaos doesn't have to happen. The Redeemer will come. The question is, what are you doing to bring the Redeemer? Not that the Redeemer will come eventually in its own time. That Redeemer will come in the year 6000 with the Armageddon War. We haven't reached the Armageddon War. We're very far from this big chaos. But the prophecy, it's not the prophecy, but the description is there. This year is a potential opening for the Redeemer, if the world is ready. And how does the world become ready? through teshuvah, through returning to God, to turning to God in the first. That's the year of the pause that refreshes. I'm continuing to read from the person who gave us these five different phrases. I focus on the first one, meaning perfection, because when we cling to the light, Hashem, we can have perfection, because the other entire world is in a volatile state. Anything can happen. A small stupid trigger can ignite world war, chas v'shalom, God forbid. This year I will be focusing on bringing people consciousness together, people's consciousness together. And this is a student of Kabbalah named Zion Nefesh. And then the final item in this, and I'm very hesitant to include it, but I did. The meaning of the word Teshua, which is the pronunciation of the word that spells the number of the year, translates in a modern Hebrew English dictionary as pay attention. That is a student of Kabbalah by the name of Hanoch Ben Yaakov. Now, let us turn. Right below, we have the two links that can bring up a more detailed analysis, which we will need to continue in our teaching here. And that is to go to we have to go further down than we were in the first recording. If you remember where, I'm looking for the link to it just for the purposes to make sure we know what we're doing here.
Link to summary discussion or link to more
complete discussion? No, it's a little bit too high. It's a little bit.
It's lower.
I'm almost there. The verse is, that's the wrong quote. The verse is from Isaiah 26, verse 4. It has nine words, which represents Yesod in the Sefirot. The verse is said, V'tacho v'Hashem or Adonai Adi ad ki biya Hashem Adonai tzur olamim. The translation, which reinforces, in my opinion, the idea of the pause that refreshes, turning to Hashem. Trust in Hashem forever, for the Yah is Hashem, an everlasting rock. This verse is very coded. Let's develop an alternative translation to help us understand the essence.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Would you give me the name of the book and chapter and verse again?
Isaiah?
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 26, verse 4.
Okay. The transliteration there does not sound like what you just said.
I was reading the transliteration. Did you take that verse and transliterate it on a transliteration tool?
No, it's already in the page.
Vitapo v'Hashem, or if you're studying the verse, or if you're going to use the verse, then you would say Adonai. Be'adonai, ve'adonai. And then the next word is adiad. Ki biyah. Hashem, again, if you're studying the verse, you would use Hashem. If you're using the verse in a practical way in prayer, you would say Adonai. Tzur ha'olamim. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
Now, bichu, the first word, while it is being translated as trust, its meaning is actually his trust because of the vav at the end of the word, or trust him. B'Hashem is with or in Hashem. Its gematria is 28, which has the meaning of koach, the Hebrew word for power and strength. The next two words are an idiom used in the Torah that gets translated as forever. It is interesting to note that this idiom is being used in this same verse as the word olamim, which has the same meaning as forever. So why is it saying these two words in the same verse? Why not the same word? Why is it saying two different words with this same meaning? Below, and we'll discuss that. Adi, the first part of the idiom, means my witness. Its gematria is 84, which leads us to the word daf, which means a page of Talmud. Ad is the second part of the idiom. It means a witness. Its gematria is 74. The idiom has the two together have a gematria of 158, which are various Hebrew words from the Torah. Among them, the meanings are triumphant, eternal, enduring, certainty, living waters in Zion, arrows, and to choke or strangle. It also means to encompass. Ki is to the connecting word of because. B'yah means in or with Yah, the higher level of the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the first two letters. Its gematria is 17, which means good. Hashem, Hashem's name. Tzur, this is being translated as rock. It also has the meaning of create. Olamim translates as forever, yet it also means hidden or concealed, as well as universes and worlds. Do you have the reason why the two words being translated as forever are in this verse? Here is a better translation, in my opinion. His trust in Hashem is forever, because with Yah, the goodness of Hashem creates concealment when you need it. With this alternative translation, we can see the essence of the year, 5776, indicates to us the potential to conceal ourselves from the negative system, while the illusion will appear to be controlled by negativity. Do not fall to this illusion. Remember, the ultimate tool of mind is matter, is certainty, as taught in the Kabbalah. The verse from Isaiah has 9 words, as we indicated, and this indicates it is related either to wisdom or to the manifestation of creation. The verse has 32 letters. This confirms the connection to wisdom or to the Sefirah of Chochmah. This would indicate that it is important to add to your Torah study time during this year to increase your wisdom, especially your connection to the Zohar. It also has the gematria of the Hebrew word heart or lev. This indicates it will be a year of great swings in people's emotions, whether it is fear, love, anger, hate, joy, or other emotions. The last letters of this verse were permutated by me, just like I did the first verse. I permuted them into two words. Vavka good translates as and because, meaning connecting to the first verse, the verse that we say from Chronicles 2 Chronicles. And because, and then the 19th triad in the 72 names of God is Lamed Vav Vav. And this name indicates a concept of dialing God. And because we dial God, we will be concealed within this year. So the potential for the chaos, the potential for the destructions, the potential for the goodness, the potential for all of this is available to us. Understand this well. It's up to you. You are the cause, or you can be the effect. The chaos, the destruction, all is coming as a wake-up call. And as soon as you turn to God, there's no need for you to experience it, and you will be concealed, protected from these events. This is the end of the explanations. There's much more. There will be much more that gets revealed during the year. But this is a basis, and it's all there for the 3 years in the landing page that we went to at the beginning. Read the 7 verses for the last 3 years. Maintain the energies of those 2 years. 5774 is peace in the Middle East, and a partial peace was achieved. Whether it becomes more, that's up to you. Will you continue to say it? Will you expand the number of people who are saying it by bringing it to your friends and explaining it? The year of 5775 is the hardest one to accept. But the energy was the ability to remove the angel of death. And you heard in the first tape my explanation of what that meant for me personally. And now you have the explanation for the verses for dealing with the energy of 5776. And you can accept what Hashem's decree is. What happens in any of the conventional courts in the higher worlds, it's not a court like in this world. It's a court based on what will get you to change yourself so that the Mashiach will manifest. But it's done by the Satan, who makes the presentation to the Creator, to the Bet Din. He makes the presentation for strict judgment. Based on your actions, this is what is the effect of those actions that will cause you to wake up. That's the Satan's presentation. It's based on love. It's based on understanding. And I know it's hard to accept that the Satan, how can the Satan love us? And yet he does, not in the love that you and I understand, but in the love of the Creator who gave him this task, not to win, but to lengthen the process. And based on strict judgment, which is a form of cleansing, the process becomes lengthened. But sometimes there are people who will speak up for you. There are relatives who speak up at your courts, and they make suggestions. But if they're not knowledgeable in Torah, they're not knowledgeable in the meaning of the soul of Hashem, which is what the word Anochi relates to, as I've taught in other classes. That person speaking is listened to, because there's only love in this place of judgment. He's listened to, but how effective is his argument against the Satan if he doesn't have the background to understand the spiritual laws? And that only comes through the study of Kabbalah. So most people receive the plan of the Satan to wake you up. But you can wake yourself up. That is your choice. Wake up. Turn to God. Change yourself so he can give you the mercy you want, the mercy you need, the love of Hashem that is waiting for you to connect to. Does anybody have any questions? Send them to me by email, call me on the phone, 818-613-3457. I look forward to your questions. I will look forward to the manifestation of the year of the pause that refreshes, as well as the potential and the manifestation of the actual redemption, which can come today, right now, this minute, the minute we reach that critical mass. Shalom to all.
Shalom.